A reading from Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out of the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Don't run by it too fast. Behold. When God tells you to behold, he's saying, whoa, slow down, stop, focus, set aside all your busy running hither and thither and yon and the scattered thoughts of your heart and minds and all the stuff that you think is so important at the moment, which any slight reflection would reveal to be utter nonsense, and instead actually see the one that I am setting before you, because he's more than a little important. He is inviting you to awe as something which you would totally miss if he didn't stop you and point it out and proclaim it to you. Behold my servant. Behold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit on him. He will bring forth justice. Mishpat to the nations. And so John stood in the water and witness the miracle. The Son, the servant, Yahweh's own, there before him. Yahweh revealing himself as the Father of that one who is his Son, his beloved, in whom he is tickled pink, overjoyed, the joy of his heart. Look at him! See him! I have put my spirit on him. He will bring forth Mishpat to the nations. Problem is, you hear justice and you run to Aristotle without even realizing it. Not equal due. Not giving each what they deserve. But setting right what's gone wrong. Fixing what's amiss. And what's gone wrong is human lives filled with fear and with judgment and with shame. What's gone wrong is not living in love. Behold the man and his mission. He'd say it himself. Look, God did not send me into the world to condemn the world. God sent me into the world to save the world. I didn't come to condemn you. came to save you. And that's Mishpat. Mishpat to the nations isn't giving the nations their comeuppance. Mishpat is setting right all that's gone wrong by pouring out the Spirit. The Spirit who resides on him and in him and flows from him. Spirit and love, they run together. You remember how St. Paul put it? But God has poured his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given to us. And love, whatever else it is not about comeuppance. Behold the servant, the delight of the Father, filled with the Spirit, headed to the cross to hand over the Spirit to the world. Behold him as he sets about his work and be in awe. He's no John the Baptist. He's not noisy or threatening. And he doesn't lift up his voice in the street. There is about him a quietness, a gentleness. A bruised reed he will not break, a faintly burning wick he will not quench. That is the justice that he brings to you, a tender touch of a healing hand. Not to condemn you, but to save you, not to destroy you, but to heal you. And he continues that patient work throughout all of his ministry, all the way to the cross, and he will not be discouraged. He will not back down. He will not stop until he has established his mishpat, his justice in the earth. And the coastlands wait for his law. And then in the reading, it shifts. And the Father is talking to his Son. And he says to him, I'm Yahweh, and I've called you in righteousness. You, my beloved Son, I'm going to take you by your hand, and I will keep you, and I'm going to give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations. You're going to open eyes that are blind and bring prisoners out of the gloomy dungeon and out of the darkness. That's the mission of your Jesus. And the comfort from the Father in which he accomplished it all. He lived his life in the hand of his Father and in his Father's absolute delight in him. And he knew that his whole being was a gift which the Father would give as an unbreakable promise to you, to all the people. Light for the Gentiles. The gift that would open eyes that are blind. Yes, he opened all kinds of blind people's eyes when he was doing his ministry, but it was bigger than that. Bigger than that. The blindness is worse than that. Eyes blind to the Father's heart of love for you. Prisoners trapped in a darkness and a gloom, locked up inside yourself, where you judge others nonstop, and where, when you're being honest, you judge and condemn yourself most of all, well, all except for the judgment that you pass on God. Gloomy darkness indeed. The darkness of imagining, well, if I hate him, it's only fair play because he obviously hates me. The darkness of knowing that if he really did play the Aristotle game and give you what's due, it would not end very nicely for you. And there's little comfort in pointing out it wouldn't end very nicely for anyone else either. But into that darkness, a light shines and shackles break. and you're free. In the gift of the Son, you get to see the truth for the first time. You get to see what really is. He's not out to get you. He loves you. In his gentle touch, in his kind words, he says, come to me, all of you who are weary, all of you who are heavy laden and burdened, just come to me. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke on you. Learn from me. I'm gentle. I'm humble of heart. You will find rest for your souls. That rest is the mishpat, the justice he came to bring to the nations, to all peoples, to you and to me. People loved by God in these Epiphany days, it's our duty and delight to invite one and all to stop with us. Stop the hurrying and the distractions and just to behold for a little bit the glory of God that shines from the face of Jesus Christ, Yahweh's servant, our hope and our joy. Behold my servant. Behold a bruised reed. He's not going to break. Behold, you dimly burning wicks. He's not going to quench you. Behold, he won't stop till he sets it right. Behold, God is love. Behold how he loves you. Behold Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.